to thy hands together, our Father.
Our Father.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We ask and receive.
We ask and receive.
Revelation.
Revelation.
That is found in the knowledge of Christ. We behold Jesus.
We behold Jesus.
From the written word. As he sees us in himself.
He is
glorified.
He is glorified.
And we are edified.
We are edified.
Amen.
Amen.
Acts of Apostles, chapter number 2. Acts of Apostles, chapter number 2. Oh, take a wholesome reading. From verse 1. Now when the day of Pentecost has fully come, they were in one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And they appeared to them, divided thrones as of fire, and sat, and one sat upon each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with all our tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. Verse 5. And they were dwelling in Jerusalem, Jews, devout men from every nation. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together, and they were confused because everyone had them in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, look, are not all these who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of our own language in which we were born? Hallelujah. Look at verses 14. Okay, look at verses 12. So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, whatever could this mean?
What had thoughts they say they heard their language? Why come they say, whatever could this mean?
Verse 13. Others mocking, saying they are full of new wine.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. But look at verses 14. It's about Peter.
A lot of language.
But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, say, let this be known to you and heed my words, for these are not drunk as ye suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is that, right? This is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, that I'll pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my maid servant, I'll pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. Glory to God. So verse 16 said, and he said, this is that which is spoken by the prophet. Glory to God.
So Peter is in verse 16. He stood up to explain what has happened to them from verse 1 to 5.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Peter explained it. Peter said the prophet has spoken about it earlier. That's what Peter said. Say, what you are seeing is prophecy fulfilled by the mouth of the prophets. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So, what did the prophet prophesy about that has now happened?
Hallelujah. So, before we look at the prophet that Peter would quote, which is Joel, so we'll look at Joel tomorrow. So, all the teachings today will not see Joel. Hallelujah. So, before we look at what Joel said, hallelujah, the question will now be, what or who are the prophets of the scriptures? Because this is what is spoken of by the prophets, right? Then he quotes Joel. So question is, who are the prophets? Hallelujah. Who are the prophets? And what will the prophet speak of? Hallelujah. Who are the prophets? And what will they speak of?
Hallelujah. This will help us know how Peter explained Acts of Apostles chapter 2.
Hallelujah.
So who are the prophets? That word prophet is the Greek word prophetes.
Hallelujah.
One who speaks, inspired.
Hallelujah.
It's a word used for one who speaks, inspired for another person.
Hallelujah.
One who speaks, inspired.
Glory to God. We'll look at that in the second session. Glory to God.
Who are the prophets and what they speak about?
Luke 24. Quickly. Luke 24, verse 25. Luke 24, from verse 25. It says, and he said to them,
now we know what has happened. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Jesus had resurrected and he met those two brothers.
Right? Brought Clopas. They were on their way to Emmaus and Jesus met them.
Glory to God. And they spoke in unbelief. He said, we thought this could have been he who would have saved, redeemed Israel, right? Then Jesus spoke to them in verse 25 and said, oh fools.
No,
anoti, anotos, oh fools.
Hallelujah.
Meaning, and slow of heart to believe. Bradocardia. Slow of heart. A word used for unbelief, right? Slow of heart to believe. In all the prophet have spoken. He says, ought not the Christ to have suffered all these things and to enter into his glory? He says, all the prophet have spoken. What would they speak about? Say, of not the Christ to have suffered all these things and to enter into his glory. Verse 27. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
Hallelujah.
Beginning at Moses, he expounded unto them in all the scripture the things concerning himself. Verses 44. He says, and he said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. And he opened ye their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Verse 46 is very important. It says, and he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it is necessary, where would that be written? In the prophets, or in Moses the prophet, and the Psalms, right? For the Christ to suffer and to rise on the dead the third day, and that repentance, where we will find this? In the writing of the prophets. And that repentance, that is remission of sins. No, Peter calls repentance the remission of sins. That is repentance, kai, aphesis. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now it says repentance and remission of sins. It says will be preached in his name to all nations beginning at Jerusalem.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. So the prophet, for what we've seen, will be those who spoke of Christ's death, right? Right? That's death will not be what he will call his suffering. And resurrection is entering into glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
So what? How would you know the prophet? The prophet will be those who will speak of his death, burial, and resurrection.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So you'll find the prophet talk about Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. And Jesus expanded the narrative in verse 45. He said that also you'll find in their word repentance, that is remission of sins.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
So that is talking about the resurrection.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So before now, Jesus had told them in, we know this in John chapter 5 verse 39. He had told them that what? He said, search the scriptures. He said, in them you think you have eternal life. He said, but these are they which testify of me.
Hallelujah.
So, meaning what Jesus is saying is that the scriptures speaks of him. That's what Jesus is saying. The prophets wrote of him. The prophets prophesied of him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In verse 46, he said, if you had believed Moses, you would have believed me. He said, for he wrote of me.
Did you see that?
Hallelujah. So meaning the prophet will write concerning him. The prophet will speak concerning him. Look at John chapter 1. Everybody, let's go to John 1. From verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and God is the Word. Right? He said, he was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. He says, in him is life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in darkness, and darkness is not comprehended. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came to be a witness of the light, that all through him may believe. He was not that light, but was sent to be a witness of that light. That was the true light, would give light to every man that cometh into the world. Verses 14. And that word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. Are you following me? So he uses the word logos for word. In the beginning was the logos. That word logos is the word that implies the reason for an action. The reason for an action. Or you call it the reason for before an action. And he said that reason for is God. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the reason for will not be what the prophet will bear witness of. Hallelujah. So let's put it like this. So logos will not be the reason of that preceded a what? An action. That would be Genesis, right? Right? That would be Genesis. Now, logos also means the conclusion of a message. Where was the message? In the lips of the prophets. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Remember, the word logos is a word that you have to read and use in context. You don't say because of this definition, you now go to every part where you find logos and ask that. No, you have to read in context. Are you hearing me? Glory to God. We're not doing that study today. Glory to God. So, logos implies the conclusion of a message. So, what is John saying? He's saying the reason for was what the prophet spoke of, was what the prophet bore witness of. So, it was their message. Hallelujah. So in verse 14, and I said, and that message, which message? The message of the prophet. That was the reason for in verses 1. He said, became flesh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And dwelt amongst us. Okay. Hallelujah. So that word that became flesh and dwelt among us was what the prophet bore witness of. Right? Let's look at Peter. 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19. 2 Peter 1:19. It says, and so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in dark place. He said, till the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. Verse 20. Knowing first, now no prophecy of scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of men, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this tells us that the prophet are those who spoke inspired by the Holy Ghost. And what would they speak of what God will do? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What would they speak of? They will speak of what God will do. What will God do? Christ's death, burial, resurrection. What will God do? Salvation. Did you get that? Salvation. What will God do? Christ. Glory to God. What will God do?
Heaven and earth in the same place. What? What will God do?
That's what we'll sing. Glory to God. That's what God will do. Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. Verses 1 into 2. It says, at various times and in sundry manner, the prophets spoke to the fathers. Hallelujah. At various times and in sundry manners, hallelujah. Okay, hallelujah. So, at various times and sundry manners, the prophet spoke to the fathers, right? Right? Okay, King James. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in this last day spoken to us in his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom he made the world. When you say all things, it's not everything with the exception of nothing. No, when you say all things, it means all these things. Which these things? Verses 1. Do you get that? Because remember, we say you will be content that the word past, which means he will imply all these. So he says, God was various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, as in this last days done what? Spoken in his Son, right? Whom he has appointed head of all the words of the prophets, in verses 1. Are you hearing me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So this makes us see the same thing, that the words the prophet spoke at different times will be concerning Christ. At different times, at different dispensation, will be concerning Christ. So God's primary way of communicating his truth to the fathers was through the prophets. You get that? God's primary way of communicating his work, what he will do to the fathers, meaning in the scriptures, is via the prophets. Let's see Paul. Paul in Romans chapter 1, verse 4, or verse 1 to 4. Romans 1, 4, verse 1 to 4. It said, Paul, a bond servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of Christ, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, which he promised before through his prophets. Did you see that? It said, concerning his Son, our Lord Jesus, or our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared the Son of God. Not declared to be, but declared the Son of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Horizon. To map out as the Son of God. And declared as the Son of God, with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, what the prophet will speak of will be a promise, right? You said this will be a promise. So it will be a promissory note. Promise is the word epagilia, a commitment to fulfill a task. So the prophet will speak of Christ's resurrection. He said, concerning his Son Jesus Christ. So who was made of the seed of David. He said, declared to be, right? Hallelujah. Declared to be, or declared the Son of God. It says by the power of God, declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection. Hallelujah. So the prophets will speak of the resurrection. Are you with me? They will speak of Christ's resurrection. So, when using the word declared to be, or declared, is the word horizon, as I've said, is the one that is used for how a boundary is marked out. How you mark a boundary, how you mark out something. Now he says, Christ is declared the Son of God. Hallelujah. What does that mean? It means I will know a prophet, or let me put it like this. Before I get here, before we get to this conclusion, meaning Christ is, listen, Christ is declared the Son of God, he said, by the resurrection. Did you get that? Hallelujah. So this now becomes very vital in my study of the Old Testament scriptures. So how will it become vital? The prophet. I will know a prophet primarily by what he said concerning Christ's resurrection. Did you get that? You're not doing law at prophet. Hallelujah. No, it's not too serious. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But this will help us as we study understanding the gospel in the course of the year. Hallelujah. You know, this is during that teaching, understanding the gospel, that we dive into Old Testament, right? We'll go into the Old Testament and look at how it was preached. But this will help you that the prophet will receive first, primarily, by what they said concerning Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you get that? Now, listen. I want to say something. Okay, let's just continue. I will not say it now. I'll say it during. Not second session. You don't hear it in Believers Convention. You hear it during understanding the gospel. I wanted to say something about prophets. So, meaning we can go to the scriptures and begin to look at those prophets one by one. Elisha, Nathan. What did they say about Christ? I hear you look at David, who was not called oil on his head as a prophet, but yet he's called a prophet in the New Testament. Why? Because of what he said concerning Christ. Did you hear that? Are you hearing me? Abraham is called a prophet in the New Testament because of what he said concerning Christ. Noah is called a prophet because of what he said concerning Christ. Are you following me? So the primary way I will now view a prophet will not be based on what they said concerning Christ first. Did you get that? First. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Elijah will stand out for us in our believers' conduct of prayer. Hallelujah. Did you get that? James will bring him up, right? Hallelujah. For us. Okay, let's move ahead. Hallelujah. John also helps us see that also. John chapter 1. Look at John chapter 1. I want to show you something very, very vital there. John 1 verses 8. Okay, but verse 7. It says, this man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him I believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. Who? John. John is a prophet. So John will bear witness of the light, just like other prophets will. Are you hearing me? Just like other prophets will. So John will stand in the stead of other prophets. They will bear witness of the light. So the prophet is not the one who tells you to bring calabash. The prophet is not the one who tells you to put a stone into the water and fetch and then you see a crocodile. No, that is not the prophet. The prophet will not be the man who will speak primarily about Christ's resurrection. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? So we are looking at who is the prophet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 3 into 4. He says in verse 3, I will start from verse 1. He said, moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preach to you, which also ye receive, and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preach to you, unless you believed in vain. For I deliver to you, first of all, that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures. He was buried, and he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. Look at what Paul just did. When he said Christ died for our sins, is that according to the scripture? Look at this. He brings in three facts together. How? He brings in, when he said Christ died for our sins, is that the four gospels? Yes. Right? That is the four gospels Christ died. Where was this spoken of? In the scriptures. Remember, the four gospels were not yet written. Are you hearing me? So, Christ died for our sins. Now, that means talking about the eyewitness account. He died physically, right? But he said, according to the scriptures, meaning it was spoken of by the prophet or written in the scriptures that he would die. That is the second, right? Then the third, I said, Paul brings in three things together, right? Now, he said, he died for our sins. That is the spirit interpretation of the scriptures of his death. Did you get that? So Paul weighs in the four gospels, the scriptures. Are you hearing me? Or let me put it like this. He brings in the four gospels, which is the fulfillment of the scriptures. Are you hearing me? And it brings in the spirit interpretation, which is what? For our sins. Are you hearing me? Glory to God. Glory to God. Okay. Now, if we look at all the scriptures, you will not find a place where it is written expressly, Christ died for our sin. You will be buried and you will raise up on the third day. No, you will not find it. So, what is Paul doing? Paul is giving an overview of all the prophets spoke of in the light of the four gospels. Did you get that? Are you hearing me? So all the prophets spoke of was what Paul wrote in summary, meaning the summary of all the prophets spoke or all they wrote about is Christ's death, his burial, and his resurrection. And Paul gives us the spirit interpretation that it is for our sins. I would need glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Very important. So we will find these words in the mouth of the prophet. So if the prophet has spoken like this, if the prophet has spoken concerning Christ this way, if they have said that the Messiah was going to die, was going to be buried and resurrected on the third day, then why is it that those who heard him, or those who understood the Torah, who thought they understood the Torah, which are the Pharisees and the Sadducees and those who go to the synagogue every Sabbath, how come they still crucify the Lord of glory? How come they say crucify him? All of them crucify him. How come? Is that not amazing? You come every day to the sanctuary. In those days, they will gather, and then the priests or the Pharisees will stand up and they will exalt them from the scriptures. Right? Exalt them from the scriptures and show them from the scriptures that one day the Messiah will come. He will be beaten. He will die. You know, they have these things written in the scriptures. Are you with me? So how come they did not know and they crucified the Lord of glory? Act of Apostles chapter 13. Acts of Apostles chapter 13. Are you in chapter 13? Okay. Verses 20. Let's look at I want to read from verse 26, but I want to show you something. Look at something. Look at verses 15 before we look at 15 and then we jump to 26. Or 15, 16 and jump to 26. Look at 15. Now Paul came to the synagogue in verse 14. And after the reading of the law and the prophet, the rulers of the synagogue sent to them, saying, "Men and brethren, if you have any word of exhortation for the people, say on." Did you see? Now, meaning when they come to the synagogue, they all read the Torah. Do you understand? They read the law and the prophet. Do you understand? Now, they now ask for exhortation, short exhortation, and Paul was there. Oh, glory to God. Amen. You know you will receive exegesis. You hear Greek and Hebrew. So, then Paul stood up and mentioning with his hands, said, "Men of Israel, and you who fear God, listen." Now he began to teach them. Taught them from Genesis. Glory to God. Look at verse 26. But make sure you read these things. Hallelujah. Read these things. Glory to God. Look at verse 26. It says, "And he said, men and brethren, sons of the family of Abraham, and those among you who fear God, to you the word of this salvation has been sent." You know, he has preached down up to verses 25. He has said, "Men and brethren, say to you the word of this salvation has been sent." Verse 27. "For those who dwell in Jerusalem and their rulers, because they did not know him." Did you see that? They did not know him. "Nor the voices of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath, have fulfilled them in condemning him." Did you see that? Take note of those words. He says, they did not know him. Neither did they know the voices of the prophet. Now let's look at those words. Because we have to look at this very well. Because the prophet spoke about these things, right? The prophet spoke about these things, and they read it, or they read it every Sabbath. Every Sabbath. And yet they killed him. And Paul said it's because they know not the voices of the prophet. Hallelujah. So since they know not the voices of the prophet, what is that word voices? Right? That word voices is from the Greek word phone. Phone. P-H-O-N-E. See, but it's phone now, it's phone. Hallelujah. P-H-O-N-E-Y. Phone. It implies a tone, a speech. A tone, a speech. It deals with a language or a dialect. A language or a dialect. So many did know not the language of the prophet, the communication mode of the prophet. They know not the dialect of the prophet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So since they don't know the communication mode of the prophet, the question will now be, how then did the prophet communicate this truth? And why would they have to communicate this truth the way they did? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Luke 24 back. Luke 24 verse 25. "The old fools and sloth had to believe all that the prophets have spoken." Let's take that. "In all the prophet has spoken." He said, "Ought not the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory?" And to enter into his glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. and to enter into his glory. He said, beginning at Moses, right? Now, let's look at something. So the primary way from verse 25, it says, all the prophets have spoken. So the primary way the prophet will communicate the message is via words. All the prophets have spoken. Right? Right? Are you following me? So the primary way the prophet will communicate the gospel to them is via words. Very important. So what was written was first spoken of. What was written was first spoken. So, what was written concerning Christ's death, burial, and resurrection was first spoken. So, Luke would then show us in verse 27 that Jesus will explain the scriptures from Genesis to Malachi to them. Right? Hallelujah. So, in knowing how the message was communicated to them, listen to this now. We're going to look at verse 27. Now, knowing how the message was communicated to them, we're going to look at how Jesus explained it to his disciples. In that verse 27, it says, beginning at Moses. Do you understand me? That is what you must not lose sight of it. He said, beginning at Moses and all the prophets. So because we need to know how was he communicated. And Jesus said, beginning at Moses. That is it. When you hear the word beginning at Moses, it is the Greek word archao or
Okay.
I will shorten it. Akei apo muzeus. It means, it implies beginning out of Moses. Did you get that? Or you put the word akaomai apo muzeus. It means beginning out of Moses. That word alone shows that Moses is the beginning of scriptures. That word alone, beginning at Moses. Moses is the beginning of scriptures.
Because this will form, this will be very important.
So, usually, when reference is made to the prophet, Moses is usually singled out of the prophet. This is usually deliberate. It's deliberate. It's deliberate.
You know, when somebody comes to let's say you're in a function and the governor is sitting, say thank you very much, governor, for your coming here, or good morning, His Excellency, and my distinguished colleagues. So the colleagues are together. Your Excellency, hallelujah. So some people say, I stand on existing protocols. Glory to God. So let's just look at it. So Moses is always left standing alone. It's deliberate. The writers deliberately put Moses alone. Why? It is usually done deliberately to show Moses as a figure which other prophets will write from or will look to in writing. Do you understand me? Moses is, will now stand as a figure. Let's look at something. Look at that same Luke 24:44. It says, and he said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses. When you hear the law of Moses, it doesn't mean
the Ten Commandments, or for the Ten Commandments, the one in tablet, do this. No, it's yet the law of Moses. It means Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, the first five books of Moses. Are you hearing me? So that is the law of Moses. Now I say beginning, which are written in the law of Moses, in the prophet and the Psalms concerning me. Did you see that? Hallelujah. This is Jesus speaking. Even Jesus singled out Moses. In John 5:45, he says, "Do you not think that I will accuse you before the Father?" I said, "There's one who accuses you." He said, "Moses, in whom you trust." He said, "If you had believed Moses, you would have believed me, for you wrote of me." He singled out Moses. Hallelujah. Because it is the same Moses' condemnation. Listen, the same condemnation Moses wrote of is the same condemnation that the prophet will also prophesy from. And it's the same condemnation that he will write from, that he will speak of. John 3. He says, "He who does not believe stands condemned." Where will Jesus be writing from? Or where will he be?
I don't want to use the word quotes.
Okay, where will he be speaking from? He will be speaking his words that Moses wrote.
Amazonas come out.
Hallelujah. He will be speaking his words that Moses wrote. You know, Moses wrote his words. He is the Logos that Moses spoke of. So Moses was not speaking his own words. Moses was speaking the words of Christ. Right? So this is his word. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. So Jesus will be speaking to from Moses. So that condemnation has been written of by Moses. What is the condemnation? The man without Christ. Do you understand me? The man who does not believe. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Are you following me? Okay, so Moses.
How am I talking Moses?
Okay, where is Moses? So even Jesus will reference Moses separately. Luke 16:31. Let's look at this quickly. Luke 16:31. Jesus is speaking. He says, "But now this is the rich man. You know the rich man, Lazarus, rich man? And this is Jesus speaking. This is Jesus' parable. Right? Jesus' parable. Are you with me? This is Jesus' parable. Glory to God. And Abraham was speaking in Jesus' parable. But Jesus had given the parable. So, and he said to them, "If they do not hear Moses and the prophet, neither will they be persuaded, though one rises from the dead."
Oh, look at this. Don't worry. Oh, look at this. What we discuss parable.
He says, even though one rises from the dead. Are you hearing me? If they will not believe the prophet, he now called and Moses. Is Moses a prophet? Yes. Because he spoke concerning Christ, right? But it's a prophet that is singled out from other prophets. Hallelujah. Why? Because other prophets will write from Moses. Other prophets will prophesy from Moses. You say, how can it that even somebody will be prophesying, cannot just prophesy again? Must he prophesy from the word? Other prophets, all the prophecies they give, they prophesy from the five books of Moses. Hey, they prophesied from there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. John 1:45. This is Philip to Nathanael. Let's look at John 1:45. John 1:45. It says, "Philip found Nathanael and said to him, 'We have found him whom Moses in the law and the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.'" Woo! Did you see that? "We found him who spoke of Moses and the prophets." Moses is singled out again.
Let's look at Paul in Acts 28. Acts 28, verse 23. Acts 28. So when they had appointed him a day, many came to his, came to him at his lodge or at his lodging, to whom he explained, solemnly testified of the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus, both from the law of Moses and the prophet, from morning till evening. How did he do it? From the law of Moses and the prophets. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Moses always stands out when the prophet of old is mentioned. Hallelujah. So other prophets will speak and prophesy from him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's know other prophets will speak from Moses, right? Now let's go one step further. Other prophets will write and prophesy from Moses. So we can say Moses is the beginning of writing. Are you hearing me? So when those other prophets are prophesying, what do they have in front of them? The five books of Moses. Where would they study? The five books of Moses. Are you hearing me? What would they have as scripture? The five books of Moses. So they will carry Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. And they will read and they will prophesy. Do you understand? Are you following me?
Glory to God.
Glory to God. So the question will now be, how did Moses write and why? Why? Remember, Moses is a prophet, right? So therefore, he will write of Christ's resurrection. If you had believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote concerning me, right? So Moses will write concerning Christ's resurrection. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So meaning, before Moses will write of Christ's resurrection, he would have spoken of that same resurrection. Right? Exodus chapter 6. Exodus chapter 6. Verses 6 to 9. Say, therefore, say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I bring you out from under the bondage of the Egyptians. I will rescue you from their bondage. I will redeem you with an outstretched hand and with great judgment. I will take you as a people, alay, and I will be your God. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God that brings you out of the land or out of the bondage of the Egyptians. And I'll bring you to the land which I swore to give Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I will give it to you as an inheritance. Or as an inheritance, I am the Lord. Verse 9. So Moses spoke thus to the children of Israel. And they did not heed Moses because of anguish of spirit and cruel bondage. Hallelujah. So we said Moses will speak of Christ's resurrection, right? So what we have here will be a summary of Christ's resurrection. We're going to see that shortly. So their response was the fact that they did not believe. Bible said they did not hearken to the words of Moses. Hallelujah. What will their response? Their response was supposed to be they believed, right? Just like Abraham in Genesis chapter 15. Bible said, and Abraham believed God, and was counted and reckoned for him as righteousness. So theirs was to believe in what God would do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that is how the man who hears the message should respond. He should respond in belief. So remember, the message is concerning Christ's work, right? Right? So, and Christ's work will be death, burial, resurrection, right? Why? And it will be as a promise also, right? So meaning that what Moses told them is, God will bring you out, right? He will redeem you. He will take you as a kingdom. He will bring you to a land flowing with milk and honey. That's what Moses told them, right? So it says Moses told them. That means Moses is talking about resurrection facts. Do you get this? I kind of did a little groping. Hallelujah. And you see, it's all a fact of his death and resurrection. Hallelujah. I will take you as a kingdom will be resurrection fact. I will bring you to a land filled with milk and honey. It's resurrection fact. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Hallelujah. But they did not believe. Exodus 32 9. So I want to show you that Moses didn't just tell them once and left. Exodus 32 9. Are you there? Okay, this is God speaking. It says, and the Lord said, Moses, I have seen. 32 verse 9. I have seen these people are, I've seen these people, and indeed, it is a stiff-necked people. Is a what? Stiff-necked people. That word stiff-necked. That is the Greek word. That's the Hebrew word. It's a Hebrew word. Kwashek Oref. Kwashek Oref. Q-A-S-H-E-H. Kwashek Oref. O-R-E-F. Q-A-S-H-E-H. Kwashek Oref. That word Kwashek is used for what is hard and unrepentant. What is hard? Heart-hearted. Heart-hearted. What is hard and unrepentant? A word you will find used by the writer of Hebrews in Hebrews 4:7. He said, today, if you hear his voice, he said, harden not your heart. That is the word scleruno. Harden not your heart. Scleruno. Harden not your heart. Hebrews 4 verse 7. In Hebrews 4, 6, let's go to Hebrews 4, 6. And read it into verse 7. As we begin to round up, we'll pick it up from here in the second section. Hebrews 4. Are you in Hebrews 4? Verses 7. Okay, I'll start from verse 6 into 7. It says, since therefore, it remains that some must enter it, and those whom it was first preached did not enter because of unbelief, right? Disobedience, unbelief. Again, it designates a certain day in David. Today, after a long time, it has been said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. So that word harden is used to describe unbelief. Hallelujah. Jesus in Matthew 19, verse 8, we say, he says, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart. Moses, because of the hardness of your heart. Suffer you to divorce your wife. So Jesus will show that Moses will write the way he does because of unbelief. Because of what? Unbelief. Look at Psalms 78 verse 17. Unbelief. Psalm 78. Verse 17 says, it's a long reading. Are you ready to read? Psalm 78 verse 17. It says, but they sinned even much more, even more against him, by rebelling against the Most High in the wilderness. And they tested God in their hearts by asking for the food of their fancy. Yes, they spoke against God. They said, can God prepare a table in the wilderness?
Behold, they struck the rock, so that the water gushed out, and the stream flowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide meat for the people? Therefore, the Lord heard this and was furious. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel. But they did not believe in God, and trust not in his salvation. Did you see what their issue was? They trust not in his salvation. Yet he had commanded the clouds above, and opened the doors of heaven. He rained down manna on them to eat, and giving them the bread of heaven, men ate food. Men ate angels' food. He sent them food to the full. He caused an east wind to blow in the heavens, and by the power he brought in the south wind, he also rained meat on them like the dust, fathered fowl like the sound of the sea, and he let them fall in the midst of their camp, all around their dwelling. So they ate and they were filled, for he gave them their own desire, and they were not deprived of their cravings. But while their food was in their mouth, the wrath of God came against them and slew the stoutest of them and struck down the choice men of Israel. What is the wrath of God? They believed not in his salvation.
They were without his salvation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So he shows that they were men that were unbelieving. They rejected the gospel through unbelief. They did. They rejected the gospel through unbelief. So, due to unbelief, because of that unbelief, will now form how Moses will communicate the gospel to them. It will show how Moses will now speak to them concerning Christ's work. And how Moses will speak to them concerning Christ's work will now be how the prophets too will speak to the same set of people who are unbelieving, unrepentant, concerning Christ's work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in the second session, we'll look at it and then flow into tomorrow as we need to talk about what we ought to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And how we ought to flow with what the Lord has done. Are you with me? Glory to God. So, unbelief was the issue. Unbelief was why Paul will now say, they know not the voices of the prophets, because of unbelief. Unbelief was why they didn't know that he was the Christ. Does unbelief? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's be on our feet. Just worship him. Just thank him for what you've learned. Just thank him.